All right, let's go to Russia now, where ordinary people who oppose what is happening in Ukraine have a simple slogan. No to war. We've just heard about that new Russian law that is forcing journalists to change the way they cover the war, or, as Russia is calling it, the special military operation. But some Russians are still speaking out, still protesting.
From what I have learned at school, when I was a child, we were always taught that Kyiv is the mother of all Russian cities. So it is quite a horrible thing to realize that one day you wake up and your tanks are going to Kyiv.
Yulia Zhivsova lives near Moscow. She wants to speak out. She told us, use my name, my full name. Yulia has protested before on behalf of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. She says at these current anti-war protests, she's seeing people who have not spoken up before. She is also seeing a heavier crackdown.
The problem is that the measures that have been taken by the government are getting tougher and tougher. You can go to jail for real. Like, you might face criminal charges, not some administrative whatever it is.
The Russian independent human rights group OVD Info reports that more than 8,000 protesters have been arrested throughout Russia since war began. Yulia was herself detained a week ago Thursday, the day that Russia invaded Ukraine.
I did not have any posters or anything like that. Usually, if you have a poster, you get arrested right away, even if it's just a blank piece of paper. So what I did, I got two Harry Potter books. One is like from Hufflepuff, which is yellow, and another one from Ravenclaw, which is blue. So yellow and blue edition. And I just was reading those two books at the Pushkin Square. So it looked like a Ukrainian flag, obviously. So for about an hour, the police did not know what to do with me because it was quite unusual probably for them. But then, they decided to take me to the police station.
So just to be clear, you were detained because you were there and because you had two books in your hands that were blue and yellow, Harry Potter books, but the color of the Ukrainian flag.
Yeah, I was just reading about the Dark Lord ascending, and I think it's quite, funny, if we may call anything funny these days.
Do you believe there are more people in Russia who oppose this war than we may be seeing, than the relatively small size of protests so far might indicate?
Yeah, of course, there are very many people who who are waiting for something to happen and then just to join in. They don't want to get arrested. They don't want to lose their jobs. But on the other hand, there are still very many people who do believe in all the propaganda nonsense. I mean, even my dad is quite pro-Putin nowadays. And he says he's ashamed of me or something like that. When it comes to politics, it's very difficult to talk to him.
Do you worry about speaking critically of Putin and doing so publicly? Do you worry about risk or repercussions for you or your family?
Yes, on one hand, yes, of course. But on the other hand, the situation has changed dramatically over the past few years. So now, unfortunately, you can't say that you are safe if you don't speak out. Unfortunately, now it's kind of a lottery, and you can get detained somewhere near the protests if you're even if you're not participating in them for real. And some stupid laws are working against you, even if you quite pro Putin. So if I keep silent, I'm still not safe. That's the issue. And more people are realizing it now that keeping silent doesn't actually help.
There will be many, many Americans listening to you right now. And I'm curious what you want the U.S. And the West to do in this moment. You know, there are massive sanctions that the West is imposing right now on Russia. But you live in Moscow, where sanctions will hurt ordinary Russians, people like you who have nothing to do with the decision to invade. How do you think about that?
I think the main sanctions that I would gladly support are the sanctions against Putin's friends, about just the sanctions against different people from the government and oligarchs, etc., etc. So whoever rules this whole thing, because I really hope that very soon they might just get annoyed by not being able to use their money abroad, by not being able to go abroad, send their children to, I don't know, Harvard or wherever. And maybe that will make them stop Putin somehow, tell him that he needs to stop. When I go protesting, it's not because I think Putin will look down at me and say, oh, there are too many people, I'll stop. Well, that's nonsense. We won't have enough people because everybody's too afraid. So it's more like for the future generations, like, yeah, you see, I was out there, I was protesting, I was against this.
It sounds like you're saying this is about hope. It's important for you to do this, to keep hope yourself and for future generations to watch.
Yes, and also it's just about my conscience being clear. Like, yes, I was out, I was protesting, I did what I could. Also, I'm talking to you right now for the very same reason. So it's not because I think that peaceful protests will change anything for real.
We've been speaking with Yulia Zhivtsova. She lives in Moscow. She has been participating in the protests there against the war in Ukraine. Thank you. Stay safe.
Thank you.